little Casey was running back and collapsed.
The canine confrontation was a mismatch.
What kind of a dog do you have?
He is a Maltese poodle, 5 to 7 pounds at the most.
Old English bulldog, 76 pounds.
Now the evidence is in conflict.
How did you leave the dog?
Tied up to our camper.
The dog did have our dog by the head and was shaking him.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Shannon Miller is suing fellow campers Jennifer and Michael McPherson for veterinary bills after their English bulldog attacked her Maltese poodle.
Order. All rise. This is case number 45 on the count in the matter of Miller versus McPherson.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ladies, have a seat.
Ms. Miller, it is your claim that the defendant's dog attacked your dog in a campsite.
Yes, Your Honor.
The defendants were not there when this happened. Is that right?
Correct.
You left your dog on the outside when you left?
Correct.
How did you leave the dog?
He was tied up to our camper.
What day was this?
June 30th, 2013.
What time did you leave?
In the evening.
Give me a time.
Well, we left our dog for a half an hour to go watch our boys race.
So you were gone a short time?
Yes.
Evening. You were barbecuing?
It wasn't evening. It was more like 3:30 in the afternoon.
Does that sound right?
Yes.
Sounds right.
What time did you leave?
Left the campground or just left?
Left the dog tied up that day. What time?
I'm not positive. I don't know what time it was. We go back and forth from the racetrack.
What racetracks?
Birnbender's Raceway is where we were racing that day. Both of our kids race motocross.
How old are your children?
14 and 8.
They race all day?
On and off all day long.
What does that mean, on and off all day long?
Well, they have, most of the time, 2 motos, which is 4 races each.
They start at what time in the morning?
8:30 in the morning.
At what time do they conclude?
When the races are over that day, and there's no telling when.
Approximately 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock?
About supper time, 5 o'clock.
And you are there watching them all the time?
When they're on the track, we're watching them.
And when they're not on the track, do they remain there or do they come home to the campsite?
They come straight back to the campsite.
How far is the racetrack away from the campsite?
It's approximately maybe 100 feet or so.
Okay, so you don't take your car there?
Nope.
Okay, good. Now, so it's about 3:30 in the afternoon. Tell me what you're doing, because they weren't there.
At 3:30 in the afternoon, my family and myself, there were 6 of us, had just started to grill dinner. My son had completed his race, so he was coming back. So
all the kids race, that's why you go there?
Correct. Yes, okay. Your Honor. At that point, probably about 20 minutes into grilling, there was some commotion right behind us, which our trailer sits perpendicular to the track fence. So we were backed up right to the track. There was some commotion. When we had turned around, a four-wheeler had stopped. I visualized a lady hitting a dog over the head with an umbrella.
Where was the dog?
The dog was approximately 4 feet beyond the tongue of our trailer in a pathway.
Now, you have a dog?
Correct.
What kind of a dog do you have?
He's a Maltese poodle.
How much does he weigh?
Approximately 5 to 7 pounds at the most.
And you have a dog?
Correct.
What kind of a dog do you have that was tied up?
Old English bulldog.
Weighs what? About 60?
76 pounds.
Go ahead. So there was a lady hitting a dog over the head with...
Correct. It had happened so fast. When we turned around, there was a commotion. When I looked, I had seen that it was our dog. When I started walking over there is when our little Maltese poodle named Casey was running back and collapsed.
Okay, so your dog was off leash?
No, Your Honor. He was on a leash. His leash was tied to the staircase of our trailer, which approximately sits maybe a little bit more than halfway from the back end of the trailer. He had a retractable leash on, and okay, he had his collar, which was broken.
So he broke out of his collar?
The dog did have our dog locked with his jaw by the head and was shaking him, and that's where the lady was hitting him with an umbrella over the head.
Did anyone see the McPherson dog either off leash or away from the tied place where the McPhersons say that they left the dog?
I did, ma'am, Your Honor.
You saw the McPhersons' bulldog. The McPhersons' bulldog was not tied to anything.
I also had my vehicle at the campsite, as well as our travel trailer and the truck it was attached to. My car was parked across the pathway next to a dumpster, which was next to their vehicle. They have a dark blue, I believe, Yukon. The dog at that point when I pulled up was attached to that vehicle.
Was attached to the car?
Was attached to the car.
So the dog still was attached to something?
I'm sorry, Your Honor. I couldn't say yes or no to the attachment of the dog. I just know when I pulled up and parked my car next to that dumpster that that's where I saw the dog.
So the dog was attached to something?
I can't say it was or wasn't. I can just say that's where the dog was.
When you got to the location, I want you to describe exactly what you saw.
When I pulled up, because I had my car there, I pulled up and parked next to basically where they were camping. It was across a pathway from ours, so maybe 4 feet. And I parked next to a dumpster, which I have pictures of. And their car was parked parallel to that pathway, set back maybe 15 feet, and then their campers were subsequent to that car.
What you're telling me is your dog was attached by a retractable lead, which goes out many, many feet. And as far as you know, their dog, who had your dog's head in his mouth, was also attached to something, either a car or a trailer or something, because that dog didn't run around. The bulldog didn't run around. I assume the bulldog dropped your dog at some point.
After being hit, yes.
Yes, dropped your dog.
Correct.
And what did the bulldog do after the bulldog dropped your dog?
Ma'am, I don't know. I was...
Well, did anybody see that?
When
you
I walked...
You saw it?
Yeah.
You sure?
A witness seen it.
Positive.
I was there through the whole thing.
Stand up. Tell me your last name.
Reed.
Were you camped near these people?
I wasn't camping. I was just there for the day.
How do you know the McPhersons?
Our children have been racing together for years.
Were you there visiting with them?
I wasn't. I was watching my son race, but at the time I was just walking by.
Okay. Tell me what you saw.
As I walked by, I saw that Bully, which is their dog.
Bully, who was the bulldog?
Is the bulldog, yep. He was in the back of their Yukon, and so I grabbed
onto... You mean in the back of their Yukon
SUV?
Outside?
Yes, outside. The doors was open, and I wasn't sure if he was supposed to be in there. So I pulled on his...
Was he in the car?
He was in the car.
So he had gone into the car. They left the doors open so that he could go in if he wanted to get out of the sun. Is that what you did?
Exactly.
Yep.
Okay, so you leave him attached to something and leave the door open. If he wants to go in, he can go in and get cool.
That's my understanding.
Okay.
So I had pulled on him, I guess it's like a cable, it's like a large cable that he's connected to get him out of
the car.
The car, because I wasn't sure if he was supposed to be in there. And when he came out, I had with me, she's 12, and he came out to greet us. And as he did that, these two little dogs came running across the street, and I put an umbrella in between them to try to keep the two little dogs from getting to him, because I was kind of worried about how this
was
going
to happen. Which two little dogs?
I'm assuming one is the dog we're talking about. I don't know these people or even their dogs, so I really had no idea. And then there was a second small dog.
Who was the second dog?
I have a second dog, Your Honor, but that dog...
You have a second dog. What kind of a second dog?
He is a Yorkie Lhasa Apso.
A small dog?
Correct.
So you saw two dogs coming across the street. Got it. And?
So I put the umbrella in between them and the bulldog, and one of the little dogs, I think it's a little white one, came around the side of the umbrella. And when he did that, Bully, the bulldog, picked him up by his head, I would assume, and I hit him with the umbrella in hopes of him letting go of the little dog. At the time, there was two people that were just standing there that had followed the dogs across the street. I'm not sure what they were doing. So I grabbed onto the bulldog's collar, and he let go of the little dog, and both little dogs ran away at this point, and then Bully just kind of went back and laid down.
Got it. So what do you want?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
In September, you said, I'm moving out. You moved out on October...
2nd.
My mind, you owe him at least 60 days notice. Why do you think you should be able to walk away from that?
Judge Judy. Shannon Miller says, fellow campers Jennifer and Michael McPherson are responsible for vet bills after their English bulldog attacked her Maltese poodle. The McPhersons say Shannon's dog was off leash.
Okay, I absolutely believe her.
That's not what happened, Your Honor.
I absolutely believe her.
This is the leash that I have. That
another article of here where the owners of the dog went to the EMTs, which was directly across from where they were parked, adjacent to where we were, and the statement from the EMT says their dog was not on a leash, and they're the ones that said that.
This is from the EMT that went to check on the dog to see how the dog was doing.
Your Honor, at no time did an EMT ever approach me.
Listen, I'm not even taking this into consideration because this is in its own way hearsay.
Correct.
I absolutely believe her that their dog was leashed, and I absolutely believe that your two little dogs ran across the road, so your dogs were outside of your control. Your case is dismissed. That's all.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you. These are excused. You may step out.
Both my dogs are always chained to the stairs of our trailer.
Our dog was tied up and theirs was not.
It's very heartbreaking, and it's still heartbreaking because his jaw is missing.
The facts remain the same. Our dog was chained up and their dog wasn't.
It's a very tough situation for both parties.
I feel bad for her dog, you know, so.
Just one of those bad things that happened.
Be responsible dog owners and tie your dogs up.
And now, the next case.
Tenant Stebner versus Erlinson, step forward.
Michael Tenant, Joseph Scott Stebner, and Garrett Rice are suing their former roommate, Alex, for breaking their lease.
Who has been from the plaintiff's side to speak?
I have, Your Honor. Mr. Rice has.
And what's your name?
I'm Mr. Tenant.
I think I'm going to talk to you.
Okay.
Mr. Tenant, this is what this case is about. The four of you were roommates. You started to be roommates in what year?
It was initially Mr. Erlinson, myself, and Mr. Stebner, August of 2012.
Mr. Rice came later?
He came when we went to renew our lease in August of 2013.
So the three of you lived together happily, right?
Mm-hmm.
In what kind of an apartment?
Just a two-bedroom, two-bathroom.
Do you work or go to school? What do you do?
Two of us were students at the time. And
which two? Raise your hands.
It was myself and Mr. Stebner.
So he was working?
Yeah.
And when he joined you, was Mr. Rice working as well?
He was a student and he was working.
So he did a little of both. But for one full year, it was just the three of you.
We had a fourth.
Who was that?
That was a man named Jeffrey.
Was he there for the entire year?
Yes.
Why didn't he renew when you renewed the lease in 2013?
That was just for his own personal reasons.
Who found Mr. Rice?
That would be me, Your Honor.
Mr. Stebner?
Yes.
Was he a friend of yours?
Yes, we were friends.
And you liked him?
Yes.
So you thought he'd audition?
Yes.
And every...
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Did you all meet first?
Yes.
Yes.
Before you agreed to take on another roommate?
Yes.
Sounds like a good idea, right? Now, it's 1, 2, 3, 4. Everybody's happy. That started in August of 2013. You signed the lease for a year?
Yes.
And your lawsuit says that shortly after that lease was signed, he moved out. What's your first name?
Alex.
Alex moved out. Alex says you knew he wasn't going to stay the entire lease because he was looking to move elsewhere for business or with a girlfriend or something. And you want Alex to pay his share of the rent for the remainder of the lease after he moved out.
That is up until January.
When you got another roommate?
Yes.
When did he move out?
Mr. Erlinson moved out the beginning of October, around October 7th, I believe.
Did you move out October 7th?
I moved out on October 2nd because I started my new job on the 5th.
So you were there October 1st and 2nd?
Yes.
Did you pay October's rent?
Yes, I did.
So far correct?
Mm-hmm.
So we're really talking about November and December, 2 months' rent?
Yes.
Right, that you want him to pay. And how much was your share of the rent?
My rent was $450 a month.
Is that correct?
It's $446 to be exact.
Let's say $450. It makes it easier for me because I know if I double that, I'm going to get close to $900. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Alex says I shouldn't have to pay him anything. As a matter of fact, they have my security deposit, and I have a countersuit for my security deposit, which was how much?
The deposit was for $300.
Now, Alex, let's say they keep your security deposit, which brings your rent down to $600 that you might owe them. Now, when did you give them notice, Alex, that you were leaving?
I told them right away before we signed the lease. I said, I was looking for jobs up north to be closer to my girlfriend.
I know, but you weren't moving out because you didn't have a job yet.
Okay,
I want to know from you, look at me.
Sorry.
What day and month did you tell them that you had secured a job elsewhere and you were moving out?
It was September 13th. That's when I had had my interview and had the job confirmed that I was moving out.
So in September, you said, I'm moving out.
Yes.
And that was the 13th. You moved out on October?
2nd.
2nd. Less than 30 days.
Correct.
Right? My mind, even if that had been your agreement, you owe him at least 60 days notice, 2 months, to find another roommate. 2 months. That doesn't sound like a lot of time. They're nice guys. They found another roommate that they all agreed on in 2 months, right?
Mm-hmm. That's correct, ma'am.
You mitigated your damages quickly. They found somebody they liked. Why do you think you should be able to walk away from that?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I feel that I gave them ample notice.
You didn't give them ample. You didn't even give them 30 days notice.
But they knew.
Don't tell me what they knew.
Okay.
You were living there. You hadn't gotten a job.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Michael Tennant, Joseph Scott Stebner, and Garrett Rice claim former roommate Alex Erlinson owes for breaking their lease. Alex is countersuing for the return of his security deposit and an unpaid electric bill.
Go ahead.
I feel that I gave them ample notice.
You didn't give them ample. You didn't even give them 30 days notice.
But they knew.
Don't tell me what they knew. You were living there. You hadn't gotten a job. Had not gotten a job that required you to move. You were waiting until you got the job that required you to move. How far away were you moving?
I was moving up to the Central Valley.
Okay, so this is not a place you can commute to.
Correct.
From where you were living. And you didn't have that job until September 13th. So you didn't even give him 30 days notice. Usually I'm unsympathetic with these things. I'm very sympathetic with you. I think you're three nice guys because what you did was the right thing. See, aren't you glad I spoke to you?
Yes, Your Honor.
You did the right thing. You searched for a roommate. You have a fourth roommate now?
That is correct.
Great. You're going to renew your lease?
I haven't decided yet.
In any event, you're looking for your $900 in rent.
Mm-hmm.
When you brought in the roommate, did the roommate put down security deposit?
I was not there for that. Mr. Stebner was there for that.
No, ma'am.
Well, he should, don't you think?
Yes.
Okay. So he should get his security deposit back. He didn't do any damage. He doesn't look like a damaged kind of guy, right?
No, ma'am.
Okay, great. So this fourth roommate should put in security deposit so he doesn't have to go chasing you all if you decide to renew the lease again and again and again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to get your 2 months' rent because that's what I think you're entitled to, less the $300.
Your Honor.
What?
I'd also like to add the late fee we had to pay for both months.
No.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Okay, $900. There is an extra couple of dollars there, by the way. $900 less the $300 security deposit, which I'm awarding you on your counterclaim.
I also received an electric bill in December for November that needed to be paid. And I ended up paying $130 for the electricity.
Was the electricity in your name?
It was.
And what were you supposed to do with that bill? Were you supposed to share that bill?
Yes, we all paid a portion of the bill whilst we were together.
Just a second. Were there any other standard bills that came in other than the electric bill? Was there water? Was there cable? Was there anything else?
There was water and internet.
Okay. It all evens itself out. You didn't pay for them for that for the 2 months, did you? When they didn't have another roommate? Contributing their 25%. You didn't pay that, did
no,
you?
No, I did not.
No, of course not. Rent, $900, less $300, your security deposit, judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $600. That's all. Good work.
I deserve you may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
You inherited a car when your mother died.
Then from grief, greed.
The biggest asset would have to be the house. Who's living in the home?
My brother.
Judge Judy.
I felt I gave them ample notification.
I am satisfied. for the decision.
Apparently, a verbal agreement is not enough.
I try to refrain from signing contracts with friends. I'd rather my relationships be based on trust.
I learned that I have to be clearer on my intentions and have paperwork written down.
I'm glad it's finally worked out.